The 4 years I've known Chris and the discussions we've had around just E in general and technology in the mortgage space, I've seen a complete paradigm shift, not just in how practitioners are adopting technology or embracing technology, but how regulators are asking banks and bankers about, hey, what are you doing to deal with this? Not what are you doing to police it? What are you doing around controls, your control environment? But what are you doing to actually assist your clients in adopting and facilitating, you know, their technological needs, be that straight through processing for transactions in the banking and market space, be that regulatory and compliance adherence, things like HMDA, et cetera, Reg B. That has all been at the forefront for banks. So on the banking side, you've got Lloyd Blankfein, you've got Jamie Dimon, you've got John Cryan, who's our CEO, and they've all made comments in the last few years that banks are now technology companies. I'm not saying we think we're going to be a technology company or we really hope to be a technology company. They've literally said the only way we will survive is if we become technology companies. And in the years after the financial crisis, you know, that became readily apparent to anybody who is actually watching the industry and anyone who actually cares. And it's presented an immense amount of challenge for those of us in the banking space. Most banks, large banks, are terrifying. They are amalgamations of systems going back to the 80s and 90s, regulation that in many cases has not caught up or really been applied to cutting-edge technology.